Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord Yahweh, amen, and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus Christ, praise God, in the West, praise God. We thank and praise God for you bringing another segment, amen, of Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Radio, praise God. We let you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved, not his will, that any should perish. Give honor to all the bishops, Apostle C.A. Calvert, amen, our presiding bishop, our J. McLeod, amen, and our North Florida and Georgia bishop, amen, praise God, Jonathan Brickshaw, and also my bishop, my pastor, praise God, Adrian M. Shaw. We thank and praise God to them and all the brothers, amen, and all the elders and the ministers and their wives, everybody in the Church of God, the Bible Way, praise God. Letting you know that God loves you, praise God. We care about, he care about all of you today. It's beautiful to know that our Lord and our Messiah, our Savior, Yeshua, amen, HaMashiach, amen, which is we know as Jesus Christ in the West. Thank and praise God for him. Amen. I think about often the blood that he shed for me. Amen. How he hung there on the tree. Praise God. Amen. How he bled for me. And how he was pierced in the side. Praise God. Amen. He was cursed for me. In other words, what the Bible says, curse, you know, curse is the man that is hung up on the tree. Amen. That he's hung to the tree. We thank and praise God. Amen. A cross that is hewn from a tree. Think about that, praise God. Amen. We see here today that he is good all the time, all the time. Now, let me know that. Amen. I teach, I'm a Bible teacher, and I consider myself also as, you know, one of the self-proclaimed, amen, messengers also. In other words, I'm a messenger as well as a teacher. You know, some people say, oh, you're a prophet. I say, I'm a messenger. A messenger, amen, and a teacher, praise God, amen. Amen. Letting you know that you could be, I'm Elder Blackston, you know, at Jesus Saved Through Faith Church of God, the Bible Way, right on Osborne and 22nd, right here in the great city of Tampa, Florida. We thank and praise God today. Amen. For your goodness today as we go on. Amen. Amen. So we see here today that you need to go down in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Let you know that he cares for you. And as we go on, saying that you need to go down in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Amen. Some people say, why are you calling that? I say, well, his name is Yeshua. That's his Hebrew name. Amen. So I'm calling Yahushua. All right. Well, we see here in the Bible that you can go down in the name of Jesus today, praise God. And that's the name of him, Yeshua HaMashiach. All right, because Mary didn't know the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus hadn't came about at that time. Amen. His disciples didn't know that name until it came to him. So we see here today that you need to go down in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Lord, as we see. All right, now as we say here today, that God loves you, He cares about you. And you know, it's my job to reveal, to declare, and to manifest the name unto you. All right? In other words, it has to be manifest unto you. Once you get it getting manifested, and you can see it, all right, to declare it, your name, the name of God to you. And once that happened, praise God, you need to take hold to it and go on, praise God. Even Jesus, you know, say, I have manifested our name. In the 17th chapter, Jesus manifests as a son of God. Amen. As a son of God, praise God, as a son of God, it's my job to reveal the real name of God, all right? And to let you know who God really is, amen. And then a lot of people don't understand it. You know, because Jesus told a woman, amen, at the wedding, you know, in other words, he tells, say, you worship me and you know not who you worship. All right? That's a lot of people worshiping, all right? But they don't know who they worship. And that's something. That's a sad situation. When you worship something and you don't know anything about what you worship, praise God. So we see here today that you need to know who you're worshiping. Praise God. So we see here today. Amen. If you go with me, amen, I want you to go with me, amen, to the scripture. Do the scripture, praise God. We want you to go with me to Psalm 68 and 4. Praise God. Psalm 68 and 4. Amen. And we look at this here, okay, in the scripture, amen, it says, sing unto God, which we know is God, you know, Elohim, sing unto him, amen, sing, as it says, sing praises to his name, extol him, and exalt him, that's what it's saying, amen. That rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. All right, so that you have a J into it, but we know that the time that David wrote the song, his name wasn't with a J or with a Y. And you find that a lot of disciples, I mean, a lot of the prophets, praise God, on the end of their name, they have Yah, all right, spelled with an I, all right, but back in those days, it was a Y instead of an I, all right, like Obadiah, all right, we see here today. So we see here the name of God, praise God, the name of God, Yah, amen, it says, by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. So you have to look at this thing. Why did David, one that after God's own heart, he writes this in the scripture. So we see that his name is Yah. Amen. Yah. Amen. Not Jah. Because not Jah, not with the J sound. Because the J sound only came in the last of this. The last of the 15, you know, we see here that back in the days, amen, when it was like, when all those days, you know, see that J is only about 600 years maybe, you know, a little less than 600 years, all right? In the we call it 1500s, the last of the 1500s. So we see here today, amen, that you got to know the real name of God. I try to tell all the Christians, all the people, everybody, I say, you need to know what the real name of God is. Amen. So as Yah, as in Yahweh, and some calling Yahuwah, amen, some calling Yahweh, all right? So we see here, but it is Yah, is the root word. And his name. All right? And then we come up with the tetragrammaton, which is YHWH, which is Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. That's what it means, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Amen. So we see here, and if you say Yahweh, and you take out the vowel A and the vowel E, praise God, you have the tetragrammaton. All right? Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, YHWH. So we see here that God, to know his name, and Jesus came and his name was his Father. Amen. What do I mean by that? Though Jesus, that body was the flesh, amen, which is the Son of God, but was God in that body, the God in flesh. He was God in flesh. So he bared the name. Don't you bear the name of your father? Your father was named, if your father was named by your last name, you're born with that name, right? All right. Your father's last name, you have it. Praise God. Some people have the father's complete name. Like my name is Ernest Braxton. Amen. But I'm letting you know today, all right, Ernest Braxton was my daddy, my father. All right. I can say I come in my father's name. And then I can say this here also. I can say, you know, I am my father's son. Ain't that something? And I can say I am my father's son. Jesus said, I am he. Amen. He said, I am he. See, people are looking for all kinds of other things. But Yahshua says, I am he. Come on, somebody. And so we see here today, why? He has his name. He has his father's name, Yah, in it. You know, amen. So we see here today that you got to believe in him, trust in him. And, you know, that's what we have to look at. A lot of people don't understand. Well, for you people out there who wants to friend and say something to me, you can. It's that the area code is 929-477-2563. Praise God. Maybe that's one of the call-ins number, okay? So we see here today that you need to come in and talk to the Lord, praise God. Ask God to help you, praise God. It has an ID number here, too. It's a 958-483. So we see here that you need, if you want to call to get clarification. Now, my personal number is, amen, 813-432-8840. Praise God. So we see here that you need to know the name of Jesus. Who is Jesus? Amen. Who is Yahshua? Yahshua is the name of our Savior. Amen. Yahshua HaMashiach. So we see that he is him. Amen. So God loves you. And you got to know it today, praise God. So it's my job to proclaim this word and to declare it and manifest it to you, show it to you. Amen. Let you know that Jesus. See, I'm a son of God also. You're a son of God if you have that faith in Yahshua. Amen. HaMashiach, who is, what's his real name? Amen. Since Mary didn't know his name was Jesus, look at that. And then his disciples didn't know his name was Jesus. Amen. All right. Joseph didn't know his name was Jesus. And guess what? Mary's name was Miriam in Hebrew. So let's think about that. All right? And see, and the J sound didn't come until after the 1500s. Amen? So we got to look at that. A lot of people think and say, I tell people, I say, Jesus' name, the Messiah's name, was Yahshua. They say, what? Where you get that from? All right? So I would tell you, that's the truth. So you got to know the real name of God and the real name of Yahshua, you know, of our Messiah, Yahshua, our Messiah. All right, Hebrew, praise God. Hebrew, the Hebrew names. Amen. Because, I remember when I was, God put this on my heart a while back, and I was thinking about it, you know. And, you know, I couldn't rest. Amen. I couldn't rest. Amen. I couldn't even sleep. And God was showing me something that I should reveal, should declare, amen, and proclaim his name. If I'm a son of God, I mean, you're a son of God, you're a daughter of God, amen, if I am a son of God, think about it. I am a son of God. I mean, why you say that, preacher? The Bible says here in St. John, let me know who I am, praise God. Let's look at it. Let's go to St. John, praise God. Okay. In St. John. Let's go to the first chapter of St. John. Amen. Think about it. Let's go there. First, St. John 1. All right. Let's put it there. Look what it says here. All right, look at this. All right. Okay, look at the 10th and 11th verse. All right. He was in the. This is what he was in the world. Who was in the world? Amen. The subject is God. He said he was in the world, and the world was made by him. Who made it? The world? God. Yahweh, amen, Yahuwah, amen, our Elohim, who made him, all right? He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And you think about that. Do you know who he is? Even when you come to Jesus, did you know who Jesus really was? I'm not talking about that you got on a wall, that which is a false image. All right, of a man with long hair, blue eyes, amen, and a long beard and all that stuff. I'm talking about, now I'm not talking about the Caucasian Jesus, in other words, the Caucasian, amen, the Gentile Jesus, amen. I'm talking about the Hebrew, the real, who was he? Amen, amen. Jesus, the real Jesus. You know, I was looking over at the icons over in the different area, Poland and Russia. They got Jesus as a black man, a man of color. All right, but over here in England and over here, we stick to a false image of Jesus. All right, you think about that. All right, and then they put on a name to it that says it's Jesus. All right, his name was Jesus. All right. But look what it says here. It says this here. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And that's what happened to the world nowadays. Look at all the stuff going on right now. People are living in unrighteousness. They're going out killing, shooting, cussing out people. Children just done lost their mind. Amen. They're going crazy because they don't know the real true Father. It hasn't been revealed to them. Amen. They haven't been revealed. And look what it says. You say he came into his own, and his own received him not. He came into the Hebrews, but they didn't receive it, okay? But as many as received him, gave he power to become the sons of God. So I am a son of God. You are a son of God. You are a son of God. So I'm letting you know today that you need to know who your Father is. Amen. You know, the scripture tells us by, you know, we praise him. You know, him that rides upon the clouds or the wind. Amen. So we see that Jesus, Yeshua, the real Savior, Yahshua, when he has his Father's name, Yahweh, in him. All right. And he did marvelous things. Amen. It was God walking into the body of Yeshua. Amen. Our Messiah. Praise God. So we see him. We have to be it. So my job is to reveal that name more. You know, Jesus revealed it. I have to continue to reveal it. Jesus declared. I have to continue to declare it. Amen. You know, really have to do that. I have to proclaim his name and proclaim it in the right way. Amen. Let you know that we should all come into him. You know why the world is so much big trouble now is having the faith? They don't believe in worshiping the true living God. Man, let me tell you, when I found out that I, amen, was one of the true, one of the sons of God, amen, that made me act better. I started making my life right, praise God. Putting my life right, because when I found out, amen, that God, the Almighty God, amen, that we are chosen people, royal priesthood. Why go around here acting crazy like a nut around here doing all kinds of crazy stuff? When God requires us, amen, to represent him and declare his name, amen, and proclaim his name, all right, why should we do that? Amen. But we see here, praise God, that you must look at yourself and clean yourself up, make yourself clean, praise God. Because I tell you, we are somebody. We are somebody. Amen. We see here that I am a child of God. I am that. I am a son of God. Amen. I am a chosen one of God. Think about it. We see here today, amen, we are more than conquerors here. Amen. That's why I tell my people, I say, you know, don't sit up under the corner, under the tree, playing checkers all day. Get up and do something. Why sit there until you die? Remember, get up and do something, because we are of the Most High God, the Most High, and the one and only true living one. And he is our real Elohim. He is. So what are you going to do with this great information? Are you going to go by and proclaim the name of Yahweh, the name of Yahshua, amen, our Messiah? Are you going to go out and proclaim it and tell the world that you know the true name of God? Amen. Tell the world that you know that he is there. See, he is our Elohim. Amen. He is our Elohim. As the Muslims call him Allah, Elohim. That's what they call him, amen, Allah. But we see here, I had a good, interesting interview talk with a Muslim the other day, and I was telling him, you know, we agreed upon the thing. I said, we both believe in Abraham. We believe what Abraham done. We believed in him, all right? We both believe that Ishmael and Isaac was, amen, sons of Abraham. Think about it, all right? And I say we do serve the God of Abraham, all right? So we see here the God of Abraham is God. Think about it, all right? And I was asking him, I said, you know, in other words, why if we, you know, fighting the money, why are we, and he said, because, you know, people don't know, they don't understand, all right? So the thing is, we got to know that Yah, amen, as in Yahweh, as in Yahuwah, amen, who is our Elohim, which is the Muslim Elohim, amen. So we see here that we serve the same God. But you know what? People do not love people. They don't. They hate people because of what they believe. They hate people because of their ethnic backgrounds. I mean, in some places you have ethnic cleansing and all these crazy things. This is not what God will for mankind to do. All right? Think about it. So we see here today, I mean, you need to pray. You know, I say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahshua, HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So we see here today, he is real as the wind, as the air that you breathe. as the you see the trees as they move with life, the wind blowing. Amen. So we see that he rides upon the wind, the clouds. He rides over the money. Amen. He's the one that created the heavens and earth. Amen. If we believe him, amen, and trust in him, God, you know, he would give you blessed. Amen. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And see, he tell you, he reject you because you have the knowledge. You got to search out the true word of God and find out the real name of God. Letting you know that we're located on the corner of Oswald and 22nd. Amen. My bishop is Adrian Lindenshaw. Praise God. And we thank and praise God for him. Letting you know that he cares. God cares for you. All right. You can write me. Amen. You can write me at 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Write me. All right. And let's talk about Yahweh. Let's talk about Yahushua, Yahshua. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about him. All right? Let us talk about him. Amen. So we see here today that God loves you and we care about your soul. Amen. Right me, 4711 22nd Street, North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Amen. And let me know if we care about you today, friend. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahushua. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. Amen. What you called in the West, Jesus Christ. Let me know that he is real. Amen. And he's able to keep you right now. We thank and praise God for you and everybody. Amen. I love people. I love the people. I care about people. And that's what we have to do. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.